Blog Talk Radio. Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and thank you for tuning in today. Whether you're tuning in live or in the archives, thank you for being here. I think all of our positive energy contributes to the other, and whenever we're holding these feelings of love and light and connecting in that way, time doesn't matter. So whether you're listening in the archives or listening live, I just ask you to take a deep breath right now and hold just a moment of prayer that we have a great show and messages that need to come through or want to be delivered are delivered today. And just hold that thought and that intention and that feeling. And remember that whether you are a caller or a listener, that messages can come through for you. So, for instance, if one person calls in and you hear their message from angels and spirit and something about it resonates with you, you know, one of the things, one of the signs I get a lot of times is the chills, chills on my skin or goosebumps, as they're sometimes called. If there is something that resonates, understand that angels deliver messages in multiples and parallels, and they find the most economic, energetic way to deliver the messages to whomever needs to hear them. So if you're listening and something resonates with you that's actually a reading for another person, or just a phrase that resonates with you, understand that you're being alerted through those feelings and that resonance. You're being alerted that, yes, listen to this, pay attention. So this, I don't usually do the show on Fridays. My most common day is Tuesday at 11. But for the last month and a half, I've been on the road at different times. And so I've kind of scattered the shows. On top of that, just a lot going on. So I've just tried to let the shows come through when they feel like it and when it works. And so far, it's worked very well. I've also had the topic of the show for quite a few episodes now to be the same topic, calling on angels, remembering to ask. And when I had the feeling of coming through with this sort of topic, I just felt it from angels, and I felt like I would just let that specific topic run until it didn't wish to run anymore, and basically give like open mic to the angels through me as much as I could. You know, many topics of this show are less specific about angels, and even though I always do the readings from angels and spirit, I just felt a big push that angels really wanted to be the prominence, and for our intention during these shows to be to connect with angels and leave the airways open, so to speak, for them. So that's what I've been doing. And I always do take calls during the show if we have calls for anyone that would like their own personal mini reading. And I call it a mini reading because I try to be very concise in a short amount of time to get you a message about your best steps now on your spiritual journey. And when you call in, I ask for your first name and if you have a specific question. And then while you're talking, I usually get very quick images. It might be a certain kind of flower, or it might be something like a box or a tricycle, or there are some images that I receive somewhat commonly for people because I've come to realize some of the things that that can mean. And so it's a really clever way that angels have sort of shown me a way to very quickly get to some messages for you. And like I said, they behave in an energetic way that is the most economical, meaning that takes the least amount of energy to get a certain message through. So they and I have sort of developed a nice little method of communication that way. So when you get your reading, I usually see images for you, and then I translate it to what it means for you and how it might relate to your specific question if you have one. So don't be afraid to call. I always say to people that I don't bite. The messages here are meant to uplift you and show you the uplifting way. Even if you have a problem that is on your mind, these are meant to, and the whole direction of them is about uplifting you, lifting you out of it, and showing you the best steps on your spiritual journey. And always the spiritual journey helps us on every other part of our journey in this human existence that we have right now. The call-in number is 347-633-9823. So I always take the calls in the order that they came in. And I do see that we have a couple waiting right now. But so if you want a reading today, go ahead and call in 347-633-9823. And I do have, though, some angel messages to share this morning. I spend about the half hour before the show just quiet time and letting any of that come through that wishes to come through. And I just try to get in a good place and say a prayer to allow me to be the vessel for messages for people. And so a specific angel came through, and then a second angel this morning. I needed a little water. I'm talking fast. but this morning, while I was waiting, Sandalphon, Archangel Sandalphon, came through. And sort of behind him, in the way that I see them sometimes, was another angel. And it was Metatron, who is his brother, his twin brother. And they are two archangels that actually had existences as mortals, as humans here on Earth. So they can relate very much to our experience. And because of their experiences here, they also can help the lines of communication because they do understand some of the feelings here. And it's different than, say, what angels in heaven feel. And so they can relate in a way that helps them communicate and helps us in that struggle to communicate spiritually or connect spiritually. So Sandalphon was actually the prophet Elijah. And like I said, he's the twin of Metatron. And I feel like both of them are becoming more prevalent right now in the world as we're better able to perceive them and more aware of angels. And so their presence is on a little higher scale, or at least we're in a place of being able to tune in to them more easily. And the cool thing, one of the cool things about Sandalphon is he is actually, his key role is delivering prayers. So, and carrying those prayers and like I said, sort of interpreting in that more human way, human to angel way, because he has had the earth experience. So when you say your prayers, Archangel Sandalphon is a great one to call on to help those prayers be delivered and help them be delivered in the language, the feeling language that God hears in, helping take our words and our feelings and translate them more clearly. And so Sandalphon is just fabulous to call on with your prayers and asking to deliver them. And so this morning, when I was feeling this, I looked in Doreen Virtue's book, Archangels and Ascended Masters, and she always has for each of the angels, she has a very nice invocation that you can say. So I thought, well, we'll just use that one. No need to create another one. She does some lovely ones. And so for Sandalphon, if you have a prayer that you urgently want answered, call upon Archangel Sandalphon by thinking of your prayer and saying. And I want to add to that, when you are thinking of your prayer, take it to a feeling level. For instance, let's say you're praying for health, good health. So I want you to feel good health, feel what it would feel like for you to have good health. Let's say if you don't have good health right now, and I want you to feel what it would feel like if all of a sudden stardust fell on you and you were perfectly healed, because really at our root we are all healed and healthy. We just are burdened with all this baggage of the world's ego thinking and fear thinking that it creates things in our body. So I want you to try to feel the feeling that you're asking to the prayer to be answered. Feel as if it's already there as you say the prayer. So you think it and feel it and say it. And so her invocation for Sandalphon, which I thought was wonderful, is this. Beloved Archangel Sandalphon, deliverer and answerer of all prayers, I ask for your assistance now. Please deliver my prayer and then say whatever it is, like in the example I gave would be deliver my prayer of perfect health, for perfect health, to God as soon as possible. I ask that you relay a clear message to me that I'll easily understand. Please update me as the progress of my request and let me know if I need to do anything. Thank you and amen. So that's a real simple way. You don't have to do it verbatim, but that's just a way to ask Sandalphon for help in your prayers, whatever your prayers are, and remember to feel them. And that's what he will do. He will translate them into feelings. Like I said, he's had the human existence and deliver it, and that way it has a better chance of being understood, because our feelings sometimes actually block our prayers. When we're feeling fear about what we're asking for and fear that it won't occur and fear of what might happen if it doesn't occur, if the prayer's not answered, then the prayer almost becomes the opposite. And that's sort of how the law of attraction, how that comes into play. So be sure that your feelings are matching your prayers, and that's also part of faith and showing that you have faith when you can feel it already happening. So Sandalphon is great to call on. Another thing about him, and it's so funny that he showed up this morning, because I've noticed this the last couple of days, and it happens to me a lot, but there are periods where I hear certain songs, you know, and it's odd because they're older songs. They occur, and you know, either the lyrics will come up somewhere on Facebook, even in actual, you know, written words, or I'll hear the song on the radio, and it'll repeat. And so that's always something that gets my attention when certain things recur or certain words stand out in music or something. But he often delivers his messages through music, or his answers, get the answers to your prayers, or the pathway to the answers of your prayers can get delivered by music. So stay aware of that, because he's not a real bold, scream it out at you kind of angel. Like some of them, I mean, really know how to get your attention up close and personal. And he does, but it's in a very soft kind of way. So it's easy to miss if you're not aware. So when you invoke his assistance, just try to be a little bit aware and let your ears hear things and be ready to hear, and ask that your ears be cleared for hearing, but music may be a way that that comes through. Now, as I said, Metatron was kind of standing in the background now, so he's not as prominent in this day's message or connection, but he is there. And as I said, they are twin brothers. They both had existences on Earth. Metatron deals very much with anyone that has any of the issues that we call ADD or ADHD these days. And what I want to remind people is that often when you or a child or you know, someone you know has some of these issues where they can't focus, and they can't focus in the way that, say, in school, the way that we've decided in the world is the only way to learn, and we're not really shifting with the energies when it comes to education and even just some of our day-to-day things. We're staying where we used to be, you know, 50 years ago even. And so we look at some of these things as a disorder when really it's just a shift in the energies. In part, it's that. And our world hasn't caught up with some of the new energies that humans and children are carrying. So it can be a source of stress and struggle at times to try to fit in that way, whether it's for the child or an adult. But Metatron will help with this. It will help with some of those issues. And many, many children who ADD, ADHD, autism, I believe, are just a whole new level of energy that is coming here to Earth, and it's part of what's raising this energy for all of us as we evolve as humans. So they have a special purpose, and those gifts sometimes make it hard to fit into, you know, it's like square peg in a round hole. So keep that in mind with children or adults, you know, that you kind of look at like, what is your problem? You know, sometimes it's very easy to just want everybody to conform, but try to understand that maybe they have a different path, and maybe we need to adjust and conform in some different ways to allow that path and see it for the good that's in it. Metatron's also good with writing. He can help you in writing if you're wanting to express that way. And organization and record keeping and procrastinating about that, and that's always one of my little struggles, keeping paperwork tidied up. I'm not very good at that. So now I remember, call on Metatron for that. And I am a pretty organized person, but sometimes it's organized chaos. So I'm going to call on him to get some of the things that I don't like to organize, get them in order, get those things together. So anyway, that's our two angels that wanted to come through today, and I hope that that will enhance your journey and you will call on them, because I feel like they are ready to be there for anyone that's listening. And so utilize that and let them help you and serve you and be your messengers. Okay, we are now going to go to our calls. The first one is, I always announce the area code because I don't know your name until I talk to you. I don't have a call screener. So I'll announce the area code so it gives you a little bit of heads up that you're about to be on the air. First one is area code 937.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for waiting so patiently.
My name is Sandy. First thing I want to know, what was the first angel that you, first one that you were talking about, what was the name of?
Sandalphon, and it's funny because your name saying Sandy, I had a little laugh.
Yes.
Okay. You probably have a connection to Sandalphon all along, and you just maybe didn't realize it.
I've heard of the other one before, but just not that one. And it's like, I want to remember that. So I guess I have a way of remembering it now.
Yes, you do. And I really do feel strongly that that's not coincidence, and that maybe even Sandalphon is sort of like your key archangel. You know, I think we all have ones that we work with more closely and more regularly. And mm-hmm. it can even relate to what we do in our life, whether it's about our purpose or even our profession. Or so I have a feeling you start reading about Sandalphon and you are going to really feel a presence there.
Okay.
So, all right. So do you have a question for me today?
I want to know what you see for love for me. Anyone coming in?
Okay. First thing I saw was tulips. And I saw them. It was almost like a little video playing out. Now, think of tulips, whether they're actually in the garden or even cut. And have you ever seen tulips where they begin to, their necks just bend over and they droop and it looks like they're dead?
Yes.
And then, but they get watered and it's amazing
and
how they
right
can
right back
just
up.
Spring back up. And so that I was seeing it like a little video, like that was happening, like the tulips all drooped, and then all of a sudden they're just standing up, almost like it's time-lapse photography, that they're just standing right back up. So how I would interpret that, and it probably, you know, you're asking about love and how it might mm-hmm. relate. I feel like that's sort of where you are. You've been in that sort of drooped over state, and I feel like something mm-hmm. is coming on where you're going to be revived and renewed in that area. So it's a very positive message that I'm seeing that way. Like it's a renewal, and so when you ask about love, I would say how that relates, and I do feel like it relates, that you're in a period of reviving that feeling. And so it's a very positive feeling that I feel for you. Now, I never know time frames or anything, you know, or I don't usually know specific time frames, because a lot of, you know, when you get a message mm-hmm. like this, I always tell people I'm not a fortune teller, because everything you do has an effect. We have free will.
Right.
So what I see is where you are right now, and that's what's mm-hmm. occurring. So what I want you to do is hold that faith and hold that energy of restoration and renewal and feel it coming, and don't try to force it. Just feel that it's on
right.
its way, and be thankful for it, and know that it's something good. It's coming your way. And then just stay on your spiritual path, because that way you'll attract the greatest love and the truest love when you stay in that place of growing spiritually. So I do really want you to read about Sandalphon. I feel like there's something mm-hmm. deeper there for you, that your prayers, even in this area, he can deliver. And like I was saying earlier, when you say the prayers, try to make them as clear as you can in words, but just as importantly, if not more so, hold the feeling that you want to feel with the outcome of the prayer. Like you want to feel this love and joy and happiness and trust. And so that's what I want you to do. And I think there's something really positive coming for you. I get really excited when I say that. Like I get that chill bump feeling. So that always tells me, like, yes, yes, yes. So.
Okay. Well, when you were saying that little prayer, like, I was trying to change it, trying to say the same thing after you, but changing it to what I wanted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I was trying to do.
And you know, you can write down a similar prayer. You know, they never mm-hmm. have to be verbatim. Just from your heart, and try to make it as clear, if you write it down, as clear as you can. And then when you say it, just hold the feeling as clearly as you can, and the thoughts, and focus on what you want to manifest, because, you know, Sandalphon helps with that, helps us manifest. So you want to make sure that you're not being confusing in what you're asking to manifest by your feelings. You know, you want your feelings to match the words. So do some reading about Sandalphon and ask him to be present. I think the songs and music are going to become really prevalent to you, and you're going to hear things maybe over and over, certain songs. But I'm feeling really, really positive vibes about where you are right now, and like a state of renewal all around.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and I'm so glad
you're
I
welcome.
Found you.
Okay, I am too. Okay, thank you for calling. All right, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, such a lovely image that was, with the tulips and restoration. And so whether, you know, that was for Sandy, but that message is probably also for a lot of you, a lot of us. I feel like that is happening right now, that, you know, the past few weeks, for example, we've been in this Mercury retrograde where things can go a little crazy and chaotic. And I also feel on top of that, that we're in a state where state of being right now where truth is coming out in big ways. And it's shocking truth sometimes, you know, things that we discover about that are occurring around us, or, and it can be very distressing. Like, you know, I find myself saying, like, what is going on with people these days? And then I just try to go to a place of calm and understanding that it's just truth being revealed, and it's good for everybody. And it shows us maybe where we don't want to spend our energy, but it also, we can say prayers and hold prayer for people that maybe are behaving in ways that are shocking to us in a negative way, like, so we can say a prayer for them and a prayer for us. We can detach from that energy as much as possible, and then that puts us in a better state of dealing with it and also not letting it consume us, finding that balance. So there, we're all, I believe, going to go into a phase that's a little more calmer and feels a little more restored. And it seems like we go in these waves because the energy gets stronger and stronger, and we go in these waves to clear more and more things when we're ready to do so. So hold on to that message that there is renewal and restoration, just like the tulips that revive when it looks like they're goners. So if you're feeling like energetically you're that droopy tulip, then hold the faith and the image and the thought that you're about to revive and restore. And it's amazing with tulips how quickly it can happen. So be ready for it to happen quickly, and ask for that, and accept it, and find the ways to help encourage that renewal. Make sure you're paying attention to your own peace of mind and times to be peaceful, and make sure you nurture that. Okay, we're going to jump into the next call. It's area code 732.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oops, there was a little glip there when you said your name. Can you say it one more time?
Sure, Caroline.
Caroline. Oh, what a pretty name. Okay, Caroline, do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's in regards to my business, which I am waiting for some contracts, and it was a particular one that, well, we'll just say not should, but I was expecting it. So that's a little, kind of like a little nervous about it.
Okay. I hate to ask you to repeat just one little bit. I had another sort of lapse there when you said you were expecting. What were you expecting with the contract?
Well, I expected one to come. Well, I don't like to say the word expected, but on Wednesday,
I understand.
Yeah, I really desire to have these contracts, but there was one in particularly that I was under the impression I was expecting it.
Okay. And so it came through as a negative, or it just didn't, you haven't heard anything back about it, or what?
I haven't heard anything back, and I reached out to the person, and he never answered the call.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I was, when I was writing and talking to you, I was having this feeling like it's not dead yet. It's not, and like it was just sort of in this weird limbo. And it's so funny that you say that, because I have a couple of identical things right now. Like, well, just give me a response either way. You're just kind of leaving me here hanging after you were so gung-ho.
It's a rule of thumb. You're supposed to get back to a person.
Yeah, and if, you know, whatever the answer is, you know, you were the one kind of pursuing
make a decision.
Me. Now you want. Yes. So, but I feel like it's not dead yet. And then I had the feeling and that it's also, you know, we're just leaving that Mercury retrograde, and that has a lot to do with communication, and you know, it can mess up any kind of legal documents, contracts, and that sort of communication as well. So I have a feeling maybe some of that limbo is about that, just about the whole energy of communication and things right now being a little frazzled with the whole Mercury retrograde phase. So keep hope about it. And also, you know, maybe if you don't hear anything in another day or something, you know, give Mercury a little chance to begin to be on its outgoing phase.
Yeah. When is the last day?
Again. I think it may have been yesterday. I mean, I try not to pay too much attention to it because I don't want to create the chaos,
yeah.
but I do sort of stay aware and kind of laugh. It helps me laugh things off when communication is a little tough. But I believe it's sort of technically over. It's going direct now, but it can have some effect for, you know, a time after that, a week or two, or some people say three. I think it really subsides a little quicker than that, at least for me personally. So I think that it's not like it's a dead no, and it's not, it's more like it's just sort of stuck in nothingness right now. And so it wouldn't hurt for you to inquire again about it. So the image I saw for you, and it's appropriate too now that I think about it. I saw a rake, a garden rake, and clearing away leaves. And so it's really kind of perfect for this whole, like, it's like all the leaves are just this energetic interference that has been going on, you know, with retrograde and then also some other increased energies. And so now is when some of that's going to clear. So, you know, you think about, you know, you've got grass under the leaves and you're raking away, and then you can see the grass again, and the grass can get some light. And that's sort of the image I was seeing. So that's perfectly, to me, appropriate here. Like, the energy is going to get cleared away, and then communication can get a little better one way or another, because, you know, just like, I mean, you and me, it's like, it can be a negative response, you know, but just give me a response so I know. So I think you're going to get a little, things are going to get a little clearer one way or another, where you're going to have a definitive answer. So, but I don't think it's like a dead in the water kind of thing. It's just sort of in limbo.
And I know why.
You do?
Yes, I know why. It's that kind of, you know, see, this is about a book. It's a book publishing firm that I'm waiting for one of my clients, an author. And she's, like, on my back. And she's, like, beautiful light worker, but, you know, she should know about this, even in tune with it. And it's just, like, pressure from her. And then pressure from him, because, and I even ask my higher self, but this is about a book, and that book has so much truth in it about what's going on in the world, that the world is not ready for this information. So it's on the side because of that reason. And this editor is, he never said no, and I came in contact with him via email, but he's contemplating that he sees so much truth in it that he's scared to put out and to endorse it with his name on it. But the world is ready. It's about ETs.
Yes. You know, it may be that if it's not with that publisher, that it could be with another one, or even on her own. Or, you know, when you have something that you feel like is a great truth, it, for me, for instance, the things I do, I've done so much just on my own, and partly it's because I like it that way, because I don't feel like somebody else will come in and try to water it down, like in that case, say, an editor or a publisher that's going to say, oh, no, we can't say this, we can't say that. I feel like I have freedom, and, you know, so there may be other avenues for her, but –
I don't think so, because she's on other avenues with three other books. She got nowhere. Uh-huh. Nobody knows about them. But I'm the one who really kind of, well, this was a referral, so I kind of, this is my favorite book. That's why I could tell you. I've read many old genres. This is my favorite book.
That's awesome.
And I know it's going to go places. I really know. I see it. I have a vision.
I feel it from you. I mean, I feel sort of like your energy connected with it is very strong, and I think you're right. It's going to do great things. And that, so I think your feelings about, yeah, this publisher has some, he's a little worried about putting his name to it, and I can understand that, and probably anybody that's been a light worker doing something that's sort of out of the box can totally relate to that. So, but your energy is very good for this project. And so that whole clearing away the leaves, it may just be a limbo in time, and it may even be that angels know that the timing has to be right. And even, you know, when we think like, well, I want it right now, maybe it's 6 months from now, maybe, you know, maybe it's 1 month from now, maybe it's, and they can see things that we can't. So it doesn't feel like to
me
it's dead in the water. It feels like it's just like, and that part of it is things like Mercury retrograde and, you know, and so angels sometimes find the easiest path energetically, so there could even be a wait until some of that has cleared and until there can be better communication about it and better understanding. And so that's really wonderful that you're involved with it, because you have a great energy, I think, to move it along.
And, I do. I'm like that with
every right single, temperament.
Every single book. I'm so, if I accept a book and an author, Mead personality is number one, book is number two.
Well, maybe you need to be in the editing business and the
agent, even better. I like to deal with people.
Yes, agent, you have the right personality for that. You know,
yes,
you recognize things and you have the patience that, you know, like you said, the person that wrote this, you know, she's just eager and asking you all the time, and you have the right understanding that, you know, what timing be there.
Old, but she's going to leave a legacy.
Wonderful.
Keeping the best thing in the world in my desk. She's not the only one. There's a lot of light workers. She's a light worker. She's in England.
Oh, yes. So many.
Beautiful. She's loving. She's very, but she's impatient. And she's like, to be honest with you, she has this
energy. Well, she is 87.
This energy that, okay, it's been 6 months, and you should have said hello to you already. We're talking about third-dimensional people, you know, the old publishing.
And an industry that just doesn't work that way. So,
thank you. And, you know, things are changing. They are changing. Mm-hmm. They are changing because they don't have an option. It's either that or they're going to go out of business. But they want to stay in business because they, you know, it's a big company, but they're getting there, but not yet.
Yes.
It's like the background, the operations, it's old. But I love it because I do believe I'm going to make an impact on the publishing.
Oh, you are. You already are. Now, how did you get involved with her? How did you?
With books?
With the author.
Oh, the author was a referral from my editor who's in England. I have two editors, one in England, one in Australia. And it was through him because he felt that I could market this book to a major publishing house. And he's very sweet. He's very nice. But that's why. And I know you're an author as well, right?
Yes.
A lot of authors that are self-published, they really keep, you know, it's that limitation thing that, you know, you think you have this, but I got to tell you, you have to pay for everything when you're, and you don't have that big machine, the marketing machine.
Right.
But when it's the traditional, you know, there is a difference. Because for a period of time, they have your rights, et cetera, not a big deal, but they have a big marketing machine. And what I do is I'll take a book and I match it with, you know, the genre, with the best Like now, that lady, I particularly went to HarperCollins as number one because they have this big marketing machine. It's sci-fi. There's, sci-fi is really, it's so, you know, it's a very tight market. There's so much out there that everybody writes sci-fi at some point in their life, you know, or close to sci-fi. So it's very big, the books, the movies, et cetera. But there's something about HarperCollins that they have. They spend money more than anybody else on an author. So I said, well, this needs to be out. And I just match it that way. Same thing goes with anything.
So you're acting as her agent, but you haven't ever been an agent, right? That's so cool.
I worked on Wall Street, so I did the
development. I think that's what you need to be in. I really do. You just have a passion for it, I can tell. And actually, it's funny that, you know, or ironic, you know, you're calling because this is something I'm weighing for myself right now. Like, do I go forward and try to have a publisher, or do I continue to do it this way? And it's been on my mind for a while now and trying to figure out what is the best path. So everything you're saying, I'm kind of laughing at myself.
Yeah,
like,
oh, I got the
yes, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. So, yes, well. I'm sorry?
I never got your name.
Sherry Lane, Sherrilane. And actually, if you want to email me, my email is sherrilane444@gmail.com because I'd love to know more about you and what you're doing. You sound like just a delightful person for promotions. And
you are not going to believe this, but I've always... you know, I've always been a light, like, let's just say, very spiritual light worker, even when I was little. Always.
Yes.
Even though my parents never really, even though they're Catholic, they never really forced it on us. So I was always, they were very open-minded, particularly my dad. So I was brought up in a household like that. But then, when I was very young, and I like, graduated high school and got myself a job, got myself married, got myself divorced, tried to finish college. Never accomplished that. Worked on Wall Street very young age. And that energy kind of changed my personality, but I couldn't be what I'm supposed to be. At the beginning, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got the 90s, it became like a different one.
I think a lot of us went through that, where it was like, okay, gung-ho, this is great. And then it depletes us entirely. So...
So give me the spelling of your name, Sherry, S-H.
S-H-E-R-R-I, L-A-N-E. And so my website is sherrilane.com. And you can go there and kind of see all of the little things I do, different things, including there's a link there for my book that I did self-publish, and I'm working on another one or two. If you want to take a look at that.
It is
about angels and the spiritual path. It is actually about what I call my big awakening moment 8 or 9 years ago, where I was already on that spiritual path, but I had this moment that it's very much like what people describe when they're at a near-death experience, but mine wasn't in any kind of critical or death-type situation. It just flooded over me and stayed there for 2 weeks, and just so many things that opened up to me.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can read an excerpt of it, and you might like it because it sounds like you've been on that spiritual path your whole life, too, and probably have had those phases. So very cool where you are. I think it's wonderful that you're working with this 87-year-old woman and helping her along. That's so cool. I think you might have found a new, that this might be part of your lightworker path to be sort of an agent for bringing books that can change the world, helping, you know, those come into light more in the world.
You know what else I want to do? Like now, she's 80-something. I have many other ones. I have a doctor. I have all kinds of people. And I don't pay attention to titles. I don't go for that. What I do, I simple. I just want peace and I want to be surrounded by love. And even this energy that this lady is throwing at me, I know she's that old. See, with her, it's that old British, old world British. She still has a little.
Yeah.
She's very outgoing. She's very spiritual. She does public speaking about time travel, about UFOs, about ETs, about, she's also about other things as well. I admire her. She's beautiful, and she has a sweet, loving voice like an angel. And I'm very fortunate, very blessed to have a group of people. They're mostly light workers. This doctor, I heard them on the radio as well, and it's through another referral. Everybody I have is a referral. It's so beautiful.
Well, that's because you're being divinely guided by angels and spirit and directed into your path. And your path, I think, is about sort of directing and helping other light workers and messengers, and you're part of the message. The messenger yourself getting messages out, and that's I think you're very much in tune with it.
I'm not hung up on calling, because I know when I call in, or you know, I ask anybody for a reading, you know, because I know I have two very close mediums and psychics that are excellent as well, and I really. When I call in anything about angels, I'm like, you know, so when I called you, I was so happy. Books about angels, if you have a great book, I will submit it. I'm supposed to submit a book to, I know you probably love Doreen Virtue, so do I. Very much, but I find that she's recycling information lately. Everything she does
a little bit, and I understand that. I think she's ready to wind down. You know, she's sort of semi-retired now, and she's put a whole lot out there, a whole lot of her life, and she deserves, to relax.
I think so, too, and I think it's time for the platform to be open for new authors that are out there. The best-kept secrets are really the ones that haven't come up yet, such as yourself, and I'm certain... Everybody that I know, and there's more coming, because I'm supposed to have everybody's going to be a light worker, that I know.
Well, actually, I believe that we're all here to step into that purpose, that we're jointly raising the vibration, and that, you know, as time goes on, more and more people become awakened to it, but somewhere inside of each of us is that light worker. We just haven't all connected with our purpose that way yet. So, but more and more are, and it's exciting, and you're part of helping that happen. So I need to move along. There's some more callers, but I'm delighted that you called. I think we probably connected for a reason. So check out my webpage and send me a message, because I think there may be things that we could help each other with along the way. So it's very
and
nice.
And I could send, because you didn't give me your email. Can you just say I write email?
It's sherrylane444@gmail.com. Or there is a contact form on the webpage. Either way, it comes to the same place.
Thank you so much. Love
you. Thank you for calling. You have a delightful energy and so much excitement about you that it's been a pleasure talking to you.
No, we're on air. Still, I thought it was a half an hour show. I'm so sorry.
I know we're still on air, so I'm going to move on to the other calls, and thank you so much. You have a great day. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so much energy from her, so much excitement and positive. Okay, so we still have some people waiting, so I'm going to jump right into the next call. That one got a little extended, but that was a fun call, and she has a lot of excitement, and I love to hear that, because people like that can really get messages out. Next one is area code 630.
Oh, yeah. Can we ask just an individual question?
Certainly. Can I have your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa, hello. Okay. Hi. And what question do you have?
Okay, so I'm at a, you know, pretty new job. I've been there 4 months now. And I'm supposed to have a review at 3 months, and I didn't have it. And I just wondered, I asked her once, and she said, yes, we'll have it. And then I asked again, and she said, oh, yeah, we'll do that. And I said, can we, like, do it the next Friday? And she said, yes. And I still haven't had anything planned for it. So I just wondered, do you think I just shouldn't ask anymore? I don't know. I thought you're supposed to have it 3 months.
Okay. Is there anything going on in your office? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little bit choppy from your end, but I think I could get most of your message. There's a little bit of background or feedback, but is there anything going on in your workplace that seems like kind of upheaval? Like, are there changes, are there layoffs or anything like that you're aware of?
No, not really layoffs or anything like that. They're going through some management type changes, but but I don't think that would be affecting me. I know they do the yearly review, but I don't think that I'm eligible for that yet. That's usually in June.
Okay, so you've been there. You started this job 3 months ago, and you haven't gotten a review. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, 4 months.
Four months. Okay.
So I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you see in the position?
Okay.
For me?
I would say be patient here, because I think that they're with the changes in management. They are assessing everything, and they could be shifting things around. And I wouldn't be too pushy or impatient right now. I would just try to do the very best job that you can do and let things settle down, because I do feel like, I'll tell you the image I saw, and it wasn't directly about you, so don't get alarmed. I saw an axe when before you even got the question out. And so I do think there are people that are going to maybe be eliminated or their jobs eliminated.
Oh, yeah, no, that's happened. That's happened already because some contracts.
Okay, so what I would say is I wouldn't push right now for your review. I would just let things settle in, because you don't want to push too much and then it's like, well, okay, fine, we're going to ask you. focus on doing the job and being as valuable as you can in the organization as these things shift and bounce and settle in a new way. And that way it will be the most positive outcome that you can have. Let them deal with, there is a lot that management is dealing with right now in changes and adjustments. So I wouldn't be the squeaky wheel right now, because they got enough going on.
No.
So just try to be as
supportive.
No,
I'm not going to ask again. Because I think that, it just isn't important to them compared to the other things going on.
Well,
they
have a lot going on. And so it could be one of those things that you ask and it's like a trigger, because they're stressed with dealing with a lot of other things, and it is just detrimental. It's sort of a mark against you because they're stressed out. So try to be
helpful. I'm not sorry, but I'm not sorry I asked. I mean, I let it be known that I wanted there was nothing wrong with that.
Right,
and then just let it settle. And do you think there'll be opportunity there for me to grow?
I feel like this change and adjustment could be a positive thing, that maybe they're clearing out some things, areas or ways of doing things that aren't as efficient. So just focus on the ways that you can be most helpful to management and positive and contribute in the most positive way. And then it's all going to come out fine. That's the best place you can focus right now. Just how can I lessen some of the stress here that maybe they're feeling that, is hard for me to, whatever I can do to just be positive and bring a good picture to the workplace and be helpful and possibly then create a better city. Because, this whole upheaval could also be good for you. There could be some things that get shifted around, and because you're there in the right place and you're in this positive way of supporting that, some things will open up for you. So I would let it settle right now and just focus on being as supportive and positive in the environment as you can.
Okay. And do you think that they viewed my work so far positively? That's my question, my last question.
Honestly, I think that there is so much going on that right now they're just a little bit indifferent. So just make yourself a key person, make yourself, as helpful as you can be. And I don't mean following them around that way. I just mean focus on your job, doing it very well. And if there are ways you can do it better, do that. Because for right now, it's sort of like they've got so many things they're dealing with that you're just not on the priority list right now. you know,
yeah,
and that
yeah.
might sound
well,
bad.
Well, I guess it's good.
That, but
if you're doing real bad, you'd be on a priority list looking at. So they're just basically going by and standing by and just make yourself shine, in other words, if you can.
Yes,
okay.
And be pleasant, and, you know, when you're, you know, that old thing of, like, when you answer the phone, do it with a smile on your face, because that comes through in your voice and your talk. Things like that. Just try to bring positive energy to the whole situation, because I do feel like they're under a lot of stress. So
I think I try to be very polite and positive in my dealings.
Yes, I mean, just continue to do that, and it will impact, you know, your experience and everybody's. So just continue to do that, and just your time will come for your review, and just focus on the positive and letting yourself shine in that way, and continuing to. Okay.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll listen if I can, okay? I'm going to listen.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see here. I'm getting calls a little. I may have gotten... Oh, okay. One seemed to drop off and come back on. Okay, I have one. I guess this is an internet call because it says Mary Lou. Are you there, Mary Lou?
I am. Hi.
Okay. That's nice when the name pops up there. So you've been waiting a long time. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Do you have a question for me today?
I would love it if the angels would look at my love life.
Okay. And so just like whether or not, like a current love life situation, or whether or not there's something coming in your future, is that?
Whatever comes up.
Okay. The image that I got for you, and I'll try, as I talk, I can usually translate it, and you can sort of answer questions for me that help me translate it. I was seeing a lawnmower. We seem to be on yard tools and things today. Is your past love life, I'm trying to zero in on what this might mean. Is your past love life something where, you know, it feels like a lawnmower ran over it? has there been that sort of situation for you?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. So, was it, has it been... I guess the lawnmower, I would translate that to, did you feel like you just got plowed over, like cut down, plowed over in the past in the love life area?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what that meaning, you know, that's what that message is. Okay. Now I'm going to try to just be, you know, let the rest of the message come through. And this is a little bit like the tulip message, because in the image, it's again sort of like a video, and it's kind of in like fast mode. The lawnmower, you know, you felt like you've been mowed down romantically, but when you mow the lawn, what happens? It grows back, and it actually can make the lawn healthier when you mow it and cut it down. So as I just sort of let this message come through and the feeling of the message, for me, it's kind of like a, well, don't give up hope. Being mowed down is nothing more than being trimmed up for new growth. And so as I say that, I get those, you know, positive feelings over me, that there are some very positive things, and you had to clear away some negative things throughout your life to get to a place where there can be room for more positive. Now, as I say that, I get the feeling that you still have some pain from the past love life situations. And so the best thing you can do right now is to find some ways to let go of that. You may be, sometimes you don't even know it. You've got real hurt over some things, and even you put up a boundary, you know, so that way the new love can't get in, because you're shielding yourself from it. And I know that from personal experience. I've done that before, and probably a lot of us have. So do you feel like at all that you could be in that place where there's some hurt that you haven't ever really healed fully, and it could be causing you to be a little guarded?
Yeah, I'm probably guarded.
Okay. I feel like as you say that, there's maybe one particular person that where there's a hurt, a deep hurt that you need to heal and release, and even dare I use the word forgive. That could that be something you're feeling?
I'm not sure which one that would be.
Oh, well, okay then. We should get together and talk. Okay, well, it could be multiple. It feels like maybe there's one that's the real root. Actually, when I say that, the real root can possibly even go back to childhood and your whole feel, the foundation of love for you. Was that something that was difficult for you? Did you feel like you didn't get that strong foundation, and that could have set you up for feeling, for being in relationships that aren't really nurturing or beneficial to you?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay. All right. So now the good thing is we've hit a few things here's what's going on. And it's, you know, a lot of us go through this, so there are probably a lot of people listening that are saying, oh, yeah, me too, you know, I can say that. So, but what you can do, here's the good thing. You can say, okay, I want to release these things, so I'm restored and renewed, and I can grow in that way again. And so I have in the archives on this, the radio show page. If you look in the past episodes, and you'll actually have to go back to, I think it was like last August, but you can scroll through there. And there are three meditations. There's energy clearing meditation, and it's just like you go through chakra clearing and what each area of your body can represent emotionally. And it's just a very good overall clearing meditation for anyone. The other two are cord cutting and forgiveness, and you'll have to just scroll through, but they're all still there, and they weren't radio shows. They were specific meditations that I put together. It was actually part of a class that I was, an online class that I was doing, but they're just beneficial in everyday life in these situations. So I want you to look for those three, if you will, and start with energy clearing, and then cord cutting and forgiveness, and you'll see them all there. And when you feel ready to move on from one to the next one, just do that and try to just ask to release. And I think you're going to feel restored from it. I really do. And you're going to feel those things more healed and really let go of.
Well, here's my biggest question, and I don't know.
Okay.
You probably can't give me an easy answer for this, but if spirit tells me stuff and it doesn't seem to pan out that way, it sort of feels like spirit is jerking my chain. That hurts as bad as, you know, who cares what doesn't happen.
It's like same
but
as human. I
screw with me.
Okay, I know that. I understand that, Mary Lou. Totally understand that. And there are moments where you do feel sometimes betrayed that way. I have found for me that if when I look back later, I realize, oh, now I see what was going on there. And so many times I'm the obstacle. And it can come from things like our energy, or there's something we're not cutting away from that we need to, something where some resentment we might still harbor, or fear. Fear is a big one. We're so filled with fear in this world, and everything about the world tells us we need to have more fear. And sometimes it's not even anything specific. We just need to cut away from fear and, you know, what all the bad things that are going to happen, and that belief or that somewhere ingrained in us. So I know where you are coming from on that, where you feel like spirit has abandoned you. And I tell you,
no, not abandoned me, lied to me, telling me something and it being not true.
I think it feels that way in your experience. And, you know, here's the thing. They're not fortune tellers. It's like the same thing I say, because we always have free will. And sometimes they give us messages or guidance and we just can't hear it, or we don't hear it, or we don't follow it. And so as you become more in tune, the messages or the guidance or the steps that you need to take will get more clear. And so I don't think they've lied to you. I think that maybe then things that have occurred or steps you've taken where it's like you're supposed to go left maybe and you went right, and we all do it, so it's nothing to feel bad about because we're trying to listen to this, you know, these etheric messages, and yet we're still here in this body existence and bombarded with all of those messages all the time. So they haven't lied to you. You just have to stay the course and stay focused. And sometimes, for me at least, I get frustrated. I know I have in the past, and I give up when probably things were about to fall into place, and I can look back later sometimes and see that. So just try to keep the faith, do these meditations, and see how you feel after them. And you may just be clearing, when you do these, you may be clearing a way to help the messages that you're receiving be more clear, so that it doesn't feel like one thing when it's really a little bit different than that. And then that's where we make our step, we take the wrong steps, or we head in the wrong direction. So hang in there, keep the faith, and try these meditations. Try at least the first one, and if you like it, try the other ones. And I think that it will help you establish clearer path for messages, that then it won't feel like you're being misguided.
Okay.
I think the translation is where the misguidance might be happening, the translation, because it's real hard for it to get translated.
The messages are pretty clear, like, go right, and you go right, and it's like you stepped right into it, and it's like, why did you tell me that?
Okay, well, maybe, like, what? Give me an example of something you stepped into. You ran across a difficult situation or something?
Yeah, I mean, I was just, like, led right into it.
Okay, and what I'm hearing is, because sometimes these difficult encounters we have are part of our clearing and moving on and being rid of. Like I was saying earlier, things like truth coming out, and it can really rock your world. Like, what is wrong with people? You know, but maybe we needed to see it. Maybe you needed to step into it because that revelation or whatever happened was something that was good for you to know. So you may feel like, that was a wrong turn, when maybe it was exactly the right turn, because that's something you needed to see, be aware of, or know that you need to clear something, or maybe set a boundary, or, you know, sometimes it feels backward, but it could be very well be that it feels like it was the wrong advice, but actually it was actually the perfect advice for your spiritual growth. And, you know, so look at it that way, like maybe this is something I need to set a boundary about and distance from. And believe me, I've been in your place, and every time when I can step back and say, okay, what can I gain? What could have been the benefit of that? Then it's in a whole new light to me at that point.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
much. I know. Right. Yes. Keep the faith. Try some of the meditations, because I know where you're at, and I can empathize greatly with you. The light worker kind of path is not an easy one. You know, it can be easy when we're in the right zone, but when we're also walking here on Earth and trying to navigate through that, it seems very difficult at times. So don't let that get you discouraged.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Oh, haven't we all been there? I just want to hold a little moment of silence and prayer for Mary Lou, because we've all been there, and it can get so frustrating to feel like we've been misguided because we can't see it. And I talk a lot about how angels, or I use the hawk as a symbolism, they are up higher than we are, and that's vibrationally speaking and in the metaphor of height and seeing. And the hawk has vision that's 8 times greater than that of the human eye, and they can see differently, and to us it seems like they've led us astray, but they're seeing maybe the bigger picture. And it takes a lot of faith and a lot of trust to continue to follow their messages, and when we can't understand why or why certain things occur, and when it feels like we follow them and we get slammed over and over. I've been through that, and I still go through it sometimes. That's unfortunately part of the path, but it does get easier, and it gets easier and easier also to discern the messages and what the value of a message that may feel like it led us in an unpleasant direction, what the value may have been. So that's a good call. Even though I feel your distress there, Mary Lou, and I just send you love and light. Wow, lots of good calls today. I think I've gotten to all of them. Wait, there may be one. Okay, there's a call from 512 that I'm going to pick up, and I don't know if I skipped. It seemed like it posted out of order, but hello, are you there?
I am here. This is Julia. Oh. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. I'm doing well. The calls, the order that they were appearing on the screen got kind of out of order, so I'm glad I didn't miss you.
Me too.
Do you have a question for me today? Or
I do. I was wondering if you could help me. I think there's a new-ish direction, maybe career-wise, that I'm being.
Okay.
Pulled towards, and I'm not quite sure what it is. Just wondering
okay.
if you could maybe the
okay. I didn't see a specific image for you. I saw a color, and it was yellow. And then mm-hmm. I did see or feel the image of the sun, and then the next step of what the message felt like to me as you were talking, I was feeling the solar plexus chakra, and it's sort of like our energetic sun, and you know it's right below like the where the rib cage comes together, and mm-hmm. you know in that area. And so I feel like your message is to do some chakra work on that solar plexus, because strengthening it is going to strengthen your whole energetic being. And I think you're on to something with this shift or change that's happening. But maybe there's some hesitation there, which is normal.
Yeah.
You know, do live in this world. I always say that. Like, it's not, you know, it's not always easy. But I feel like if there are some things that you can clear for that solar plexus chakra, and when you do, you're going to feel the courage and the energy, and maybe the messages and the direction is going to come a little clearer. So
Okay. Actually...
I don't know if you were listening on the last call or Mary Lou, I told her about an energy clearing meditation that's in the archives
yeah.
here.
Where's that?
Scroll back. I'm sorry?
Oh, you
missed that.
I was just going to answer it. I was wondering where it is.
Yes, if you go in the archives of previous shows, past episodes, or I don't know how it's noted on the page, but it may even say archives. It does on my end. And I think it was back in last August, so you'll have to scroll back pretty far. Oh, actually, there's another way. I just realized that you can access that one on my webpage, sherrylane.com. If you click on the radio links, it gives a few of the past episodes are posted there, and just scroll down and you'll see the energy clearing one. But it can be found either way. And actually, the other meditations aren't on my webpage specifically, but you can get them through the Blog Talk archives for the radio show page. So you can get to all of them either way. But I feel like that energy clearing one is going to really lift you up and get that solar plexus, your sun, in the right place, which then energizes all of your chakras. And that's the place for you to start. And you may start seeing the color yellow more frequently. It may just show up for you more. And that'll just sort of be like an angel wink to tell you, you're working on it, and it's working, and that's good. And your awareness of it and asking to, clear and energize that is huge. So you probably start seeing the color yellow and maybe hearing it in songs, or so when you do, just know that you're on the right path. So.
Oh, amazing. I love that. Okay. Sherry, is it S-H-E-R-R-Y-L-A-I-N?
S-H-E-R-R-I-L-A-N-E.
.com. Okay.
Yeah. But you can also, like I said, you can get those on the radio, you know, Blog Talk Radio page for the show too, either way.
Okay.
But you might want to
okay.
check out my webpage though, because there are some other things on there that might be of interest. And so check that out too.
Okay. Sherry, are there any, I've been working with crystals in my energy work. And are there any crystals in particular that would help with the solar plexus?
Wow, when you said you're working with crystals, I just got a yes, 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 yes. That's a wonderful place for you to be, and you're going to get a lot of energy from it. You know, I'm actually kind of rusty in my crystal knowledge.
Okay.
And sort of that's sort of a reminder to me to get back into using them more. But what I was hearing was just clear quartz, and that's kind of a universal one. So make sure you're working with that, and I feel like that is a really good avenue for you for clearing and reviving your energy and connecting. So you're already, you know, you're on that right path. And just explore and incorporate whatever ones intrigue you. But clear quartz is probably a good one right now to use for clearing and energizing the your chakras, particularly your solar plexus chakra.
Okay.
But it's, you know, the sun is really bright that I'm seeing. It's like it's a really bright. So you start clearing and your energy is, I feel like, going to explode. Your vibration is going to lift so much.
I love that. I've been having low energy, so I didn't know if there was maybe something going on health-wise.
Yes,
too,
I think that's it. And I think you'll notice a difference, a big difference. So
fantastic.
It's very
beautiful.
Bright and positive. Okay?
Okay. God bless. Right. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you for calling. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day and a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. What lovely calls today. All right, now it's time. I'm going to wrap up, and I'm going to tell you, repeat some of the ways that you can connect with me. Of course, there is this show, Awakening to Miracles, on Blog Talk Radio, and you can click the follow button on there. And when you do that, then you'll get reminders. When I schedule an episode, you'll be made aware of it, and you'll get reminders, I believe, you know, before the show. So, and since I don't always do this at a specific time, that's a good way. If you follow, then you'll be alerted when I schedule something, and that way you can call in or plan on calling in or listening. And the shows are always available in the archives as well, and so you can always tune in later if you can't tune in live. Although tuning in live is very fun, and I always feel like it, you know, helps me when I get feels if you listen in live, or when there are callers, then obviously we all benefit from that when someone has the courage to call and get their message and hear the interpretation. It helps me. It helps all the listeners. So people are special people that take that courage. And an example of when we take a step, spirit and angel step with us, when we show we're willing to do those things, and pick up the phone, call and be on the air. That's showing ready for more, and the blessing, guidance, open up more clearly to it, because through our action, we're asking more. So thank you to all the callers always. That is such a benefit to everyone that listens later live or in our park. And I appreciate that because I get my gifts myself from all strong, so that's wonderful. But the way that you connect with me, I've said it a few times throughout this show, sherrylane.com, sherrilane.com, and I just went through this morning and there were a couple of links on the page that somehow were broken and weren't working, and I think I got it cleared up. If you encounter any problem like that, you can send me an email through the contact link there and let me know. But I think I've got them working again. from there, you can link to the Amazon link with my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, that I also discussed earlier on the show, that I had written about my big spiritual awakening in that journey. And when all these gifts came to me and I had to figure out what to do with them, and at that time, it was about 8 years ago, and there just weren't a lot of people that were talking about this readily. You know, now it's become commonplace, which is such a beautiful thing, that so many people are being awakened and shifting and sharing and more willing to share about things like this, because there was a time when that was definitely not the case. And so I had to kind of figure it out myself, and, you know, for the most part. And the things I share in the book are how some of those gifts opened up to me, and also the things that were, I'll say, revealed to me in that period where it was like touching God and everything was perfect and my whole life flashed before me in that way that people talk about when they're near death, the experiences they've had. But it was all very beautiful and positive, and even the negative things were like just perfect. Oh my goodness, just perfect. Now I see that happen to sort of jolt me in this way and teach me this. And it was just so beautiful that ever since then, I want to be in that place. And I'm here. I live in this life and in this world just like everybody else. But that place was so beautiful that I do my best to get back there and stay as closely connected to it as I can, and to share that with others so that they can feel that, because that's what's real. All of this other garbage in the world, that's the fear, and that's not what's truly real. The real is the love and the beauty, and God sees us as perfect. And I got that moment to see myself and my life as perfect. And it's something that will never leave you, because it is heaven on earth, and that's what we're supposed to find. That's our true evolution, when we find that kind of heaven on earth where we see in love and we are love. So that's what I talk about in my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. So you can go on Amazon and read an excerpt, and if I think it's the first couple of chapters. So if you read that and there is any resonance, then buy the book. And I just, when I put it out there, it was that people that it can touch deeply and perhaps change their life or their spiritual journey will find it. And, you know, I've just gotten so many emails from so many people that it had that exact effect on. And so check it out and see if it resonates with you. Maybe you've even had some of the same experiences on your journey while as you've been awakened. And it's always nice when you hear it from someone else and can say, oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. Another way to connect with me, and this is sort of my daily connection point, is on Facebook. I have a fan page called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And through that page, I share the ideas of A Course in Miracles and my translation of them and how I think they apply. And also other positive spiritual thoughts, some of my own ideas that or angel messages that pop into my head, and I share them there. So it's just a great place for all around spiritual growth and stepping into miracles and walking in a more spiritual way. It has grown to over 350,000 in the 5 years that I've done it, and that's without advertising. So it's amazing how much it expanded, and that is still my daily place. I basically every day I post a thought for the day from A Course in Miracles, and then other ideas as well as they come to me. So it's a real good one of those sort of morning devotional or afternoon devotional, a moment just to connect in that spiritual way with a thought and hold that thought as you go through your day. Or, you know, if you're having a hard day, you can go to that page and or others like it. And you know, that's how I do it when I'm having a hard time. I know I have places that I know help me connect and lift myself back up. And so that might be one of them for you. Again, it's on Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day. If you search that, you'll find it. And please click like and join in on the page, because I always think that we're all joined there in energy, and it's the concept of wherever two or more are gathered in my name, and which is love, God's name. God is love. And so when we gather there in love and light together, then each of us is blessed, whether we realize it or not, the connection blesses us. So do go there and be part of that conversation and that page. I hope that you will. Again, webpage, sherrilane.com, sherrilane.com. Another thing that I will real quickly tell you about. A couple of weeks ago, I participated in a class with Jennifer Hadley, and she is a teacher of A Course in Miracles and does periodic series of classes. She does a lot of teaching, and she's just a lovely soul. I participated as one of the teachers in an 8-week series, and I felt so blessed to do it, so happy. She had asked me a few times to participate, and I had sort of hesitated. I wasn't sure if I could bring to the table what the other teachers, that was my own fear. And I'm so delighted that I did participate. It was wonderful. And I will post on my Seeing Miracles Every Day page, I'll repost. I think I posted it yesterday, but I'll post the link for that series of classes with Jennifer Hadley, and or you can go to her page. But I'll post the link that goes to the class I was part of, and then also brings up the other classes if you want to look at my class specifically. But I'll post that here in the next few minutes on my Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day. So check out that page and join it, and take a look at that link that I'll post in a little bit. I also do private readings that are more in-depth, and on my webpage, if you go to services, you can learn about that. I call them Manifesting with Angels sessions, and they tend to last about an hour. I get started before I make the call to you, and I begin to see images and write things down and let things come through, and then we spend that hour interpreting and answering your questions, and they can go in all sorts of directions. Sometimes it's loved ones who have passed over that want to make a visit and be of assistance, and they can see your picture well because they've been part of your picture and your situation or your ancestry. So it's just really amazing the things that can come through that. Angel messages, guidance, and it's just fabulous. So take a look at that on services if you're wanting something more personal and in-depth that are like the readings that I do here on this show. And I'd be happy to schedule you for that if you're interested. And I think that about wraps it up. So I'm going to close with one of my favorite angel songs, Calling All Angels by Train, and we're going to let that wrap up the show for us. Have a great weekend, and I hope you'll listen in again soon. Bye all. Love and light to all.